your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and go Rams. They just won the Super Bowl by 3 points. I hope people were listening, and I'm sure most of you were. And here we are tonight, and I'm going to finish up my lesson four of 2028. Although, 2022, listen to me. I did not, there's so much more to do. I've done 4 weeks in a row. And we've covered the spring months pretty much through the end of August. So I'll pick it up in June, and I'll give you some more information at that time. Remember, everything fluctuates and everything can be changed. Nothing is set in stone. We all need to gather and do prayer work, and we need to work on entering a new dimension and a new world and not look at fear and let that paralyze us. We are building a base. We have massive ascension energy coming in. And there will be people that we never thought that will be causing us anxiety and exhaustion. And it is very hard to hold a space as we see and grow into the new world. We absolutely have to know that it needs to change, and we don't like sometimes how it's going on or what is happening. But everybody's going to start getting their ESP stronger, and they're going to learn how to navigate through this. So let's travel a little bit from February through April. As we approach Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, so I'm sending everybody lots of love and lots of good red heart-throbbing energy, the full moon will be in Leo on the 16th, that's Wednesday. This energy becomes more positive. Since Mercury is direct on the 4th, we are in good shape because now all the planets are direct until the 29th of April. As this energy picks up its pace, events will pick up their pace, and it will be pretty fast moving time from now right until we get into April and May. And April, the first week in April, is going to be a doozy. On a higher level, we are surging with energy from the creator of our galaxy. This is a very plutonic energy. Very, very bright light is surging around our planet this time. This will build up to a peak at the March spring equinox on March 21st. It's a very exciting time. There's a lot happening around the world as well as within our small energy field as a human at the same time. And if you are having some minor physical effects, just see that you are continually upgrading and just know that it is probably ascension. If you get my workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension Workbook, which is on Amazon.com, I have a list of what some of those physical discomforts can be. And many people are going through this right now. They're having what they think is serious, and they find out that nobody can find anything. So that usually means that this is your ascension energy, getting your body ready to hold more light. In numerology, 27 equals 9, which represents endings and completions. The full moon is in Leo at 27 degrees. And this will happen in the morning in the Pacific and in the afternoon in Eastern time on the 16th. In 2021 and 2022, we have 7 full moons in a row in the 27 degree. 7 full moons in a row at 27 degrees. That's really closing out an entire sequence going back hundreds of thousands of years. This one in February is the 5th one. So we're definitely closing out an era which always takes time. From October 21 to April 22 is a very fluctuating and unstable time. And the Earth, as the Earth moves away and eliminates, that's what she no longer needs. So things are crumbling, things are tearing down. Regimes are tearing down. Corporations are tearing down. People are standing up for people and humanity instead of being told what to do and how to do it. So we're going to see a collapse of the old order, a collapse of the old way of doing things. In the meantime, beginning last November, on the 19th of November, we are seeing the birth of a new order. The new world is emerging as promised in Scripture. Both of these events are happening at the same time, which can cause very turbulent energy. The breakdown is happening to allow the new light to begin to break through. As upsetting and painful as it may seem, it is necessary to get us all to a better place. The wisdom being downloaded to individuals is awesome. As a matter of fact, you know this is worldwide, and sometimes it's hard to remember that. But it is worldwide, and it's happening to everyone. So we need to pray for others. We need to pray very much. The full moon is always at the peak of the moon cycle, and it's known to be disruptive and emotional. Our feelings seem to come to a head. If you want to know about how this is going to affect you personally, I can help you, because we need to get your astrological chart determined by your birthday, time of birth, and where you were born. And you can get your birth chart, and wherever 27 degrees of Leo falls in your birth chart is where you will be affected. I have a phone number where you can call and we'll get back to you, and it's 201-934-8986. Again, that's 201-934-8986. Leave a message with your phone number. Repeat it twice if you can, and we'll get back to you. So what is Leo energy about? It's about the heart. Remember that I explained last week that we are shifting from the mind energy, Sagittarius and Gemini, into the heart energy of Taurus and Scorpio. Believe it or not, the Earth's planetary vibration is moving out of the mind energy and into the heart energy. Full moons bring completions, end of situations, closures, shining a light on unknown secrets, realization of a project, as well as more births. There's always more births on the full moon than any other time. And you know we also have high tides. These manifestations will help guide you when reading your own chart. The next issue that is that Venus and Mars are coming together exact. This can happen every 18 months for about 2 weeks, but this time they're going to be together for about 2 months because of the retrogrades. And they're going to be together until mid-April. This is very, very unusual. When these planets come together, they can signify romance, depending on where they fall in your chart. So where does 16 degrees Capricorn fall in your chart? This could bring a new relationship. It could bring a new, strong, wonderful job. It's very unexpected. And it's very Uranus and Taurus, which is sudden. It could be something in electronics. It could be something in technology. It even could be something in the medical field. Whatever it is, your meeting will be unexpected and the job offer will be unexpected. It can be a romance online, meeting on a train, a bus, or an aircraft. Someone from a different background, someone younger than yourself, they may speak a different language or have a different heritage. But it's very sudden and very exciting, very quick and very unexpected. Although it could be short term because Uranus is short term. This is also a good energy for new friendships and establishing long-term connections. Committees, clubs, groups, churches, a gathering of people with like minds, strong connections to move you forward into your future. Uranus always reaches into the future. This energy will become stronger in March. And on March 6th, Venus and Mars walk hand in hand into Aquarius. Now, when a planet changes signs, there's always something going on, too. It's very powerful, more powerful than the time that they spend together is when they join together or when they part together. This will help you find your family vibration and your family soul group. I know people call these groups tribes. I don't like that word. I don't know why. So your soul group, your soul connection. Just in the fact that Mars is trining Uranus symbolizes freedom, human rights, expansion, awakening space news, galactic neighbors, new energy possibilities. It can be any and all these things. Think of the truck drivers up in Canada and think of what they're doing to represent freedom. And think of the space shuttle out in the web, isn't it, out in space? And it's gone a million miles, and now it's getting ready to show us pictures of parts of space that we've never seen before. I think that is just so exciting. And what really, really amazes me is that it's all during this time. As it is above, so it is below. So all of these astrological things are going on in the sky, and look what's happening on the planet. It's pretty neat. Now, there's also a hard aspect of the moon with Pluto. Any hard aspect with Pluto brings feelings that are intense, compulsive, obsessive. So the people are going to become emotional as they face issues around their heart. This can be around corporations and big governments. Pluto is in Capricorn, and of course, Capricorn rules governments and corporations, and it can bring lies, deceits, and corruption, and this affects the heart. The energy exposes corruption in high government, that is not for our highest good and stops us from moving forward. And this is the energy that's going to be exposed and removed over the next few years. The moon is always opposing the sun. This full moon also squares the north node in Taurus. Thus, it brings into focus tenacity and courage and people who will stick to the truth no matter what. Leo the lion in the jungle have tremendous energy. Aquarius sticks to the truth. And we can do that very lovingly, very peacefully, and without violence. The Canadian trucking companies have been a massive convoy of freedom and love. So many families out on the streets in sub-zero temperatures, bringing hot food to the truckers, providing some warm beds. The people are coming together in a very peaceful yet determined movement. All this began with the new moon in Aquarius and is becoming international. It's in Finland. It's happening in Europe. It's happening in Australia. The people are coming together peacefully and standing up for their rights and their freedom. And this Aquarius energy is about moving forward in truth and freedom, removing the old stagnant destructive energies into a sharp, clear energy that's the highest good for all. So they're taking away do as I say, not as I do. And they're bringing in I'm going to flow with the energies and do what's right for me. Now, the full moon also activates the USA chart as of July 4th, 1976, at 5:10 p.m. in Philadelphia. That's when they signed the Declaration of Independence. And the moon was at 27 degrees of Aquarius. This moon, 246 years later, is at 27 degrees Leo. Aquarius opposes Leo. So the moon represents the people of the New World of America, were fleeing from a strict controlling government with high taxes from England and the UK. With this aspect and Pluto's return, you can bet that we'll be setting up a new world and that we're going to be fleeing from the same type of problems. We're setting up a new world that's free for the people. Think of the Statue of Liberty. The U.S. was born in freedom, the freedom of the power of the people. We all can question how well it's worked out. That's what Pluto does. It asks us, did we set it up right? What was the intention? What needs to be handled, what needs to be straightened out and changed, and what needs to be accepted is a wonderful move. Additionally, this full moon is at the exact same degree as the solar eclipse that we had in 2017. That came right across America. That eclipse actually divided America north and south. So has this energy. Yes, the energy has been polarized since that time. For various reasons. Will this moon highlight a separation, a division, or can it possibly bring unity? What is the possibility? So not only has this full moon on the 16th occurs a few days before Pluto's exact return to the USA, and that date, which I think is the most important date of this year, is February 22nd. 2022. That's going to be very powerful. For the first time, Pluto is back to its natural place. Now, this again will play in three acts. It hits us in February. This energy hits us again in July and once again in December of 2022. The effect will be felt strongly over the next 2 years. So this is huge. It's huge. It's a spiritual rebirth and transformation for America. Be sure that the people of America will determine whatever form the changes will be. However, for sure, it will affect economics, the Constitution, the higher laws, the Supreme Court, and the geographics. The area mass of the United States can change just as well. And as I said, this energy is huge. I do believe there will be some states receding from the United States, and I don't think it's going to be the same as it has been over the next 2 years. The full moon not only impacts America because of 1776, but the solar eclipse of 2017 also impacted America. So, and the Pluto returns. You got to put all three of them together. Oh, and there's more. There's always more. The star Regulus was a force involved. Regulus was the star of Persia and the kings. This additional energy affects leadership across the world. So expect to see a large change in leaders in many countries in this next 18 months. When this energy came on, it was November 19, 2021. Now, on that day, President Biden had general anesthesia because he was in the hospital and he was in for a procedure. On May 16th, this energy force returns. So we shall see what that brings to the USA. Remember, this also affects us worthwhile. So it could also affect leaders of other countries. They could be in the limelight. All of this is very important because the energy is carried quickly around the world. Power struggles, power changes, the old collapses and is destroyed, and the new is birthed. I said that we're in the middle of a birthing process, which is always painful. Energetically, it's very turbulent because the energy changes so quickly. This takes a year or two and sometimes longer for the energy to come in and settle. For example, our first president, George Washington, was not elected to office until 1788 and 89, and that was 12 years after the signing of the Declaration. The American Revolutionary War in 1775 through 1783 was known as the Revolutionary War because independence and the Treaty of Paris was signed by Great Britain, freeing the 13 colonies of their governmental rule. The last major battle was in Yorktown, Pennsylvania. But the 13 colonies did not come together at that time. It took several years of debate and negotiations before a constitution was drafted that all could accept. And the U.S. Constitution went into effect on March 4, 1789. So what's happening now is very much about the same power, the power of the people coming together. This is about the heart. February is Heart Month. It's about living in love. It's about creativity. It's about romantic love. It's about families. It's about ancestors, sisters and brothers. But the highest state of love is when you're living it in a state of being. Living in love and broadcasting it out to the world. How amazing would that be if we all lived that way? Worldwide, as opposed to violence and or separation, harming others and darkness? Living from the center of our heart is the major organ in the body, it sends out more information to the brain than the brain does to the heart. And you receive that information when you're in meditation. So meditating is definitely got to be on the list. And it will be. That's what we all need to do. Meditate more. Open yourselves up to the energies so that you can receive information that you need personally to make your life better. To receive information about what you need to do and where you need to go. And how you need to make changes. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. You can call in if you'd like to ask about where these planets fall in your chart and get a little bit of a direction. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now we're going to take our break so that you can listen to this week's Cosmic Tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of February 14th through February 20th, 2022. Well, this is the week that we celebrate love. The moon enters heartwarming Leo early on Monday, which is Valentine's Day, February 14th. Then in the late afternoon, talkative Mercury moves into friendly Aquarius until March 9th. In romance, Leo's moon desires clashes with Mercury in Aquarius, who has a need for friendship. The energy may leave many people in a relationship wondering if their sentimental needs are being met this Valentine's Day. These vibes will be amplified on Tuesday. A T-square between the moon, Uranus, and Saturn, all in fixed stubborn signs, is the reason. This could be an angst-ridden day when the forces of freewheeling bohemians are frustrated by the fuddy-duddy stick-in-the-muds. I want to do it the old-fashioned way. The full moon is on Wednesday, February 16th, at 28 degrees Leo, at the same degree that it was in 2017 when we had the full solar eclipse sweep across the United States. There is an abundance of planets in fixed signs, Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio. This is good for perseverance and endurance, but not so good for flexibility or adaptability. This full moon does come to the rescue one way or another and can help us move from outworn situations. It brings endings and conclusions, as I said before. Leo also represents a very strong female force, so we'll have to see how that plays out, maybe with the Supreme Court or the Vice President. It's better to avoid the my way or the highway attitude right now unless you're really ready to send someone out on the highway or get on it yourself. Relationship planet Venus and Mars are aligned now. However, they are in Sirius Capricorn rather than any romantic signs. Decide who and what you want to be committed to, and then begin to make your long-term plans. This energy bolsters a realignment of feelings and brings in passion and tenderness, allowing for things to get a little bit better. A rare sextile between Jupiter in Pisces and Uranus in Taurus will help boost feelings of romance and sweetness, which can forge much stronger bonds of love. Be sure to leave room here for fun and doing something out of the ordinary with your sweetie on Wednesday evening. This starry-eyed energy continues as the sun moves into Pisces on Friday and the moon trines Venus and Mars and Pluto throughout that day. Meanwhile, the get-it-done Virgo moon helps you tend to all those errands and running around in details that you have been waiting to give your attention. Saturday is a more social day under a happy Libra moon, and things will begin to settle down quite a bit. However, fights and resentments could flare up on Sunday with your colleague, so try to make it a work-free day if possible. Just enjoy your family, maybe a game or something on TV, and have a wonderful dinner, and then curl up with everybody and enjoy the energy. It's a perfect ending for sharing a week of love. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to make an appointment or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Oh, boy. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and we're back. You know, there's an awful lot of information that I have here tonight, including what's going to be happening in October in the 2022 midterm elections. And I just need to get through it. I hope that we have the time. I'm going to try to take the time. So if I run over time, do not turn off the radio. Okay, so where are we headed? None of us may be able to sail very blissfully through 2022. It will be very difficult. We must be conscious and vigilant of our choices. Our choices are so important this year, and we really have to optimize them. I know Pauline is holding. So are you there, Pauline? Can we do something real quick?
Yes. I know my 27 degree is in my moon in Sag, and it's in the sixth house.
Okay, sixth house is karma. The sixth house is your family. And the sixth house is also your health, your work, and your pets. So that is the area where you will be called to do something. Usually when it's something like this, it will be called to the bedside of a relative. It's very rare that it's your own health. And I don't feel that with you, Pauline. But whatever you're called to do, I'm going to say very strongly, you must do it for spiritual law. Whatever you're called to do in this energy with your family must be followed through, because your soul promised you would do whatever it is before you were born.
I already know. I've been doing ancestral work for my family.
Okay. So then there will be some kind of resolution with the problem, Pauline.
Great. Thank you. How is Frank doing, by the way? I might have missed what you mentioned in the beginning. Is he okay?
He got out of the hospital this week, and he's going to be on the air with us next week. So be sure to listen.
He's recovering. Great, because he has you as a healer. By the way, are you aware that we lost our founder in Magnified Healing?
No.
Okay, well, I figured you might not. I know you did do that. I know you don't do that exactly anymore, but I know you'd want to know, so I figured let me share that with you. I'm sorry, on the air. I meant to do that. I probably will get a private with you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Anytime you want a private, you know how to reach me. Take care.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out. Now I'm going to go back to what's the theme of the alignment, the alignments that are coming. We've got one coming in the middle of February. We've got one coming first week in March. We've got another one coming the first week in April. The theme of the alignment of the one that's been in 2021, Saturn square Uranus, that continues through 2022, represents the past and the future. So this alignment comes together again in October, October 18th, which is just before the midterm elections. So Saturn represents control, powers of government, rules, regulations for your safety. Uranus represents no way. I want freedom, autonomy, and to be an individual. I want to be a maverick. I want to do my own thing. So control versus freedom is a big part of this year, and we're seeing it play out all over the place. Wait until you hear what's coming. Ultimately, Uranus is going to win this battle, and Uranus is becoming stronger now for various astrological reasons. Another alignment in 2022 is a T-square. Our emphasis is shifting. Pluto in Capricorn is controlled and the top, and it's going to down the government, control from the top, and it's going to down the governments. Then we have Ari in Aries, and that's a street fighter who won't tolerate inequality. She's the sister of Mars, and she battles against injustice and inequality. We have had so much inequality and injustice because the people in power have been doing whatever they want to do, and they'll punish whoever they want to punish, but they won't punish everyone. They won't punish people that really deserved to have some kind of bringing down or talking to or control put on them. We've seen everything so clearly in 2021 with all the demonstrations and all the protests. And the Hawaiian goddess of fertility is also coming into aspects. She rules over planet Earth. Her name is Harima, and she can create food, and she is a very precious symbol to watch the Earth. So what's important here? With the collapsing of the old, it's time to focus on creating a new order. The new worth is birthing a new energy. So instead of watching the old fall away, concentrate on the new. Also, we're going to have to be very self-sufficient for a while. We're going to be running out of things. You're going to go to the store, nothing's going to be on the shelves. And that partially is because of the truckers and the ships that have been purposely held offshore and not being able to deliver goods so that we can have our distribution. Pluto endings are not easy. We have to go through walking the darkness alone and have some permanent endings. It can be like a snake shedding their skin, and your life will never be the same again. A lot of older people could drop the body. A lot of younger people could drop the body. A lot of people that you're close to could move away, go to other areas. And it's linked. Pluto is also linked to the underground, underhanded, criminality, finances, food supplies. And we can all see problems in these areas manifesting today. So 2/22/2022 is when we are having the Pluto conjoin for the first time. And that's the day that I'd like you to take time to meditate, to write a list out very thoughtfully of what you want to bring into your life, to get grounded. Being grounded is very important, to raise your vibration, and to set healthy boundaries. Keep a journal. Listen to your body. Work on your body alignment. Work with your chakras. We're going through growing pains. The chakras are opening and it's bringing in extra sensitivity. Everybody's out on overwhelm. Nobody really knows what's going on or what to expect on any day. For example, Nancy Pelosi is introducing an idea that if we change the look of our money in this country, we can make the old cash obsolete. That means if you have cash in your house, it won't be worth anything. They did this once before in the history of our country. This Pluto return affects the second house of the United States of America, and that's the house of money, finances, and values. Now, I don't think it's here quite yet. It's coming in the next 2 years. Pluto opposes Mercury, and that rules banks and big government. So there is a major shift in leadership, a major shift with the presidents, and a major shift in how we do our banking. This year, Mars and Saturn joined together in April at 28 degrees Capricorn. Something sure is about to happen in the house of money. It can be a setback and a reset in the market. We've already seen the market in the past 2 weeks. It hasn't done well. So expect things to change right after Easter. In April, Jupiter and Neptune are at 29 degrees Aquarius. They come together. And then in May, they enter Pisces and they enter into the fourth house. Now, the fourth house rules land, homeland. So they're going to have land is going to be confiscated and there will be many invasions. Now, this is across the world. So you need to think about that. Do what you can to get yourself in a safe place where you can grow your own food and have water. Do what you can. Don't depend on delivery at the store. It won't be there. Okay? So there's a conjunction the first week of April, and this is lethal. And this affects Biden's chart. It's 28 degrees Libra. Saturn, Mars, square at 28 degrees. It also is sitting on Biden's Mercury between April 5th and April 7th. So that week in April is going to be huge. Do I see Biden leaving office? I do. And I see it happening in three different ways. So at this point, I'm just going to say that this is a possibility. And it's certainly in the astrology. Around the same time, transiting Pluto is at 3 degrees and it opposes Biden's Jupiter. Now, what happens when Pluto opposes Jupiter? It creates an ending. 1, 2, 3, an ending. And that's something that you look forward in the chart when people are very ill. So we are definitely going to have a very serious problem with him, his health, and his cognitivity. And there's going to be an uprising about the economy in the U.S. throughout this summer. Plus, we're going to have very, very problematic weather. We're going to have volcanoes. We're going to have earthquakes. We're going to have flooding, lots of water. It's the year of the tiger, the water tiger. And we're going to have drought. I just hope we don't have more fires, although I do see them. This is something that we have to keep watch of. We have to be prepared so we can keep up with it. It's happening so fast. Boom, boom, boom. When Jupiter and Saturn come together, it's called the point of manifestation. So this is pretty good. If you're wanting to start a new business or if you're wanting to take a step and move, because that would create endings and finalities if you left an old job or if you left an older house, and manifesting something new, going to the new place. Look at your chart. What do you have at 28 degrees and what house is it in? If you have anything there, you will experience a huge change this year. And what it depends on is the location of the planet in your chart. The impact affects Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn, but Libra will have the strongest impact. I will keep you up to date as we go through this over the next few months. Saturn squares Uranus at 18 degrees Aquarius in October. Saturn is control, Aquarius is freedom. The T-square is going to be affecting food and where food is and who's getting food delivered. As Pluto does its transits, there's a dark energy. We have to go through this. It represents losses. The transit is linked to the underground. It affects sex trafficking, financial problems, criminals, drugs, the cartel, all of that will be affected and in action this next year. All of it affects the power structures around the world, but particularly the United States. There'll be a change in finances, a change in the power and control. There'll be a change in the Constitution, possibly. There'll be a change in our geographical makeup, investments, debts, taxes, toxins, pollution, sex crimes, betrayal. Where have we been betrayed? And where have we been betrayed over the last, you could say 100 years, or you can say 246 years? Where have we been betrayed? When is it going to come out into the light? And when are the people that are doing it going to collapse their power? Leaders are going to be stepping down. Something's happening with Putin, and it's happening at the end of March. It's in his chart. Astrology never lies. Whether he's stepping down or not, I'm not sure, but he will not be well that last week. So we need to be strong in ourselves. We need to hold the line and hold the peace. With the North Node and Uranus in Taurus, the North Node will strengthen the power of Uranus, the planet of the future. So there's going to be sudden changes and awakening. And I think these sudden changes and awakening partially will come from the new telescope we put out into the universe. It's going to be very interesting, the new technology ideas and things that we're going to be given as we move along. Periods of government are collapsing. So the things that this energy is going to bring between now and the end of the year are revolution, instability, jumps of energy, not anything in order, drops in the magnetic field, which allows the galactic energy to come in more, upgrading our bodies, holding more light, more Shakti energy, more chi, whatever you want to call it, forcing the new light in, causing unexplained body upsets and body changes. As I said, there's a list of all that in my workbook that you can get at Amazon.com. Saturn wants to hold the structure. Uranus wants to tear it down and break it apart. So everything is going to move barely, super quickly, and we're barely going to be able to keep up and ride the wave. We have destabilization in process as well as decomposing. You have to be careful of your mental upsets because it's going to strip away illusions. And Mars is in the action as well, and it moves very quickly. You know Mars means war. Mars is the warring planet. So we'll certainly hear of wars and rumors of wars. Again, if you want to stay strong, you need to develop your meditation practice. You need to open yourself up to your blessed higher self, join forces by working your chakras, and you'll be learning about the new spiritual chakras, which will make it very, very strong. So everything's moving quickly. It's going to be hard to keep up. We're going to be seeing lots more of artificial intelligence, which the Lord and the Bible warned us about. More digital identities. How fast have they been coming along? Don't allow yourself to remain asleep. Think of what's going on around you. Wake up. Get friendly with your neighbors. Learn what you could do for the community. Be out there and join the new movement of love. Join whatever you can do. Educate yourself. Educate yourself on YouTube about the Chinese digital credit system. The Chinese are more advanced than any other country about this technology. In China, your life is controlled by your credit score. Take a look and ask yourself, is that the future you want? Is that what you want to bring to our country? Also, how do we use the land? How do we grow our food? Where does our food come from? There is a company called Monsanto that has defiled our food, that has been playing with it chemically and changing it and claiming that it's going to feed millions. I don't think so. You need to begin to harvest your own produce. It's like planning and working, and it takes work to garden, but it can be deeply satisfying. Food will become more engineered, and engineered food will be very prominent. I call it processed food. It's not good for the body, but that industry certainly is growing. You can grow lettuce and herbs on your windowsill. Ask yourself, which way do you want to go? And be super conscious now about how you think. Start visualizing something different. Don't linger in the fear, I'm afraid they're going to do this, I'm afraid they're going to do that. Just say, no, this is what's going to come about. And visualize that which you want to bring in. We're moving at fast roller coaster speed. In the summer, the U.S. could become militaristic. Ask yourself, does that represent the truth? Do we need soldiers and National Guard running around our streets? You will become stronger with your inner divine direction. You will be able to meditate and gain your own direction. Be very judicious about what you're taking in. People say, turn off the news. It's not the truth anyway. Meditate. Be happy. Love your house. Love your children. And follow your inner divine direction. You will be able to meditate. And you will gain your own direction. Shut off the mainstream media and find better ways to get your news. Get the truth. Ask if you can receive information. Does this raise my frequency? Does this help me to focus on a new earth with a loving future? Watch all of this because it's a part of our mastery, and we're all coming into mastery. Jupiter conjoins Neptune in April. This brings in water. You will be seeing a lot of water coming onto the land. It also brings in love, support, and unconditional love. However, it can expand our sense of victimhood, and none of us need that. It can expand drugs and illusions. This is the downside of it. So if you keep your meditations up, and you get involved with the community and helping others, you'll be okay. Theater and movies go along with Neptune, as well as good books. In March, there's sudden disruptive changes and awareness. April has a financial change and a rulership change, and also a demand for human rights and freedom. May brings a greater attempt at governmental control and the removal of leaders. There's a total lunar eclipse in Scorpio, and that's always the snake where you get bitten and not expect it. Jupiter moves from Pisces into Aries. From dreamy-eyedness and no boundaries into primal fire, we will have to find our strength. It will be a very, very different energy in May. So there's new energy, and you can forge ahead, and you can find your physical strength. Set up support systems. Strengthen your community. Go shopping for the old lady down the block. Have her carry in her groceries. Take care of the dog when people have to go away, and help the people with their children. You can do it. Where were you initiated? What can you bring to the world? The 25th of May, Mars moves into Aries. This is a combustion, great for new beginnings and getting things done. It also stirs up very assertive energy throughout the world. In June, Mars and Jupiter come together. The last week of July, we have Mars, Uranus, and the North Node coming together. Sudden, powerful, disruptive energy that's very explosive. We could have cyber attacks. We could have cyber hacking. And we could have a new kind of war. We also could have a new kind of banking system worldwide that people aren't going to be trusting. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And my, certainly have been going on. Remember, this is recorded, and you will be able to get the pod tomorrow sometime. But we do have to listen to our messages. And there's a song I'm playing. I want to say, Vance, I hope you're listening. This is for you.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Opalescent streams tumble in the April of my mind. Birches hang their chains of gold and green. I wonder now. side. Opalescent streams, water rainbows take my cares away. Snow sheds tears of melting dreams, rushing by the laughing stones you say. The color shining from her hand, where if not here in melting streams, pouring from a mountain's breeze. Opalescent streams, every leaf now seems a door of secrets. I wonder now what's on the other side. Maybe I'll cross over in my mind. I wonder now what's on the other side. Maybe I'll cross over in my mind.
Singing Opalescent Streams. Now, an opalescent stream is a stream that flows down from the mountain, and as the sun shines on it, you see the pearls in the water, and then you see the rainbows. And then you can see the birds kind of dancing on top as they take a sip of water. It's very electric. Opalescent streams. I wonder now what's on the other side. So we're going to finish up. I'm going to finish up with what's happening in October. In August, Mars moves into Gemini and squares, creating a crescendo in October as the planets start coming closer and closer together. This brings in harsh and hurtful words. It can erase the use of them with consequences. They can erase them, you know, like the woke people are saying, you can't say that word anymore. It's not valid. The mainstream media will be affected. And the Gemini energy promises to be scattered. If you can muster up your energy, it's fantastic for writing and a writing project. This energizes the mind to write and create. On November 8th, which is Election Day, we have a total lunar eclipse conjuncting Uranus in Scorpio. Politics. So what are my politics about the midterm? Well, there's something I've always known. I've always known that the Republicans will stay in the Senate. I see more conflict, ad attacks, attacking words, and almost outright wrestling between the elected officials in both parties. In 2022, the elections will be drawn out again with delays and recounts. As for the outcome, both parties have a path to the majority in the Senate. But the courts will have to be brought in. And again, the Republicans have a chance to win the majority in the Senate. I also forecast in 2024 that when we get there, I see the House struggling with the possible Democratic majority. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying that. All along, I've seen the Republicans in a majority in the Senate before 2024 election happens. I saw it in 2020, but even though Republicans held some power, the Democrats, through extraordinary effort, perhaps a little bit illegal, grasped their upper hand. I see this changing in 2022. I see the Republicans taking the Senate, and they'll have a very good majority. And what they will do with it, what will they do with it? Nothing. I'm hoping I'm wrong on that. I'm hoping somebody will listen to this and start opening up their heads. Except oppose the Democrats at levels that have never been seen before. That's the action they'll take. To do nothing to offer movement forward, but to do much to act in opposition. Aren't we getting tired of that? It's like an animal laying down and refusing to move in spite of every effort to move it. Senators will do little or nothing for 2 years, and they will pass little of anything. They don't have the power in the White House, which is part of the reason why. I do see a possible upset with Mitch McConnell. Something's happening to his health, so we'll keep a watch there, too. So the strategy is meant to try to prevent Democrats from accomplishing anything. This will be the Republican strategy, to do nothing to further Biden's agenda by doing nothing or as little as possible except attack verbally. No legislation put forth by the Democrats in the House of Representatives or President Biden will come into law. There will be no cooperation except in the worst and the worst dire needs. And unfortunately, there will be a lot of dire needs at the end of this year because we're coming into a crescendo and it's going to affect us in October, November, and December. The Democrats only have until the elections. Okay, here I'm going to put them on notice. The Democrats only have until November of 2022 if they want to accomplish anything more. Until this transition is over with, and they know it. And many are running scared, for their deliberate lies will be made public. And as for Mr. Trump, I do not think that he will be involved with the GOP in 2024. If the GOP were to establish a new leader now, they'd have a good chance to win in 2024, but they're relying on Trump for the entire time. That's because that's what the Republican voters want. However, this will be an empty fight. When it comes time to run for the next presidential election, and a GOP pulls all his eggs in one basket, then they can't move forward. They need leaders who are willing to lead anew. And by the time they realize this, it could be too late for 2024. That's why I'm saying this now. Somebody has to help have alternatives. And if Trump beats all this energy, that would be wonderful. I wish him well, and I wish everybody well. So they're going to gain throughout this decade, especially the second half of the decade. They're going to gain on the war of information and on the war for information. That's going to change and become more clear as we move along into 2025 and 2026. When we get to 27 and 28, it will start the cleanup of the disaster of the terrible 20s. It will look like a bomb hit this country. And we really have to stick together and prevent as much of this as possible. It's called bringing it to your consciousness. I'm bringing this to your consciousness so that you can prevent it. That is my goal here. I'm telling you this information so that somebody can help prevent it on both sides. And I say that with great love. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're at the end of our show. And next week, Frank will be on. Frank has been in the hospital. He got home this week, and he's going to be with us next week. It's time for our meditation. And we're going to hear a song by Elizabeth Hepburn, and we're going to do a guided meditation, The Garden of Life. And we're going to end with Richard Schulman, with Transformation. May you all transform as easily and as quickly as possible and open up to all that is available to you, from the center of the galaxy to the center of New York. It's all coming in, and we can do it. We have wonderful new things that we can do. So let's stick together and let's initiate starting new, and may you have a powerful and productive year because we have good energy this year. Thank you for listening. Please email me about some of your thoughts, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There is a new day and it is dawning, and it belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world is coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking
into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day in making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.